This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., the Lok Sabha Speaker tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of alleged police action during students' protests. The opposition members were demanding a statement from Union Home Minister Amit Shah in this regard. Mr. Birla said Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju yesterday made it clear that Union Home Minister Amit Shah is ready to respond to the issues concerning students. He appealed to opposition members to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House. The Speaker said question hour is the most important time as it ensures government accountability. He said bringing placards and banners into the House is not in accordance with parliamentary decorum.
सदन में चर्चा हो, प्रश्नकाल हो और महत्वपूर्ण विधेयकों पर चर्चा होना चाहिए। ये विधेयक देश और राष्ट्र के साथ बहुत बड़े परिवर्तन लाने के विधेयक होते हैं। इस पे अच्छी चर्चा संवाद होना चाहिए। लेकिन कल बीएससी की मीटिंग में भी आग्रह किया, आज फिर आग्रह कर रहा हूँ कि जिस विषय पर आप छात्रों के विषय पर मांग कर रहे थे, सरकार संसदीय कार्य मंत्री ने कल बीएससी की बैठक में स्पष्ट रूप से कहा कि गृह मंत्री इस बात पर जवाब देने को तैयार हैं। सदन चलना चाहिए।
The Speaker expressed concern over repeated disruptions, saying that he is personally saddened over the continuous disruption in the House. As the pandemonium continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The proceedings of the Rajya Sabha have resumed after being adjourned till 12 p.m. The government has notified 11 more international ports enabling e-visa holder foreigners to enter India. The Home Ministry said it includes 9 land ports and 2 airports. This includes airports at Bhopal and Tirupati and land ports at Attari and Agartala. The Ministry said the addition of ports further enhances the attractiveness and utility of electronic visa. It noted that India provides approximately 95% e-visa applications in less than 72 hours. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh for today. Meanwhile, rain has been occurring intermittently across most parts of Himachal Pradesh since last night. A report.
Continuous rainfall across Himachal Pradesh has affected normal life. As many as 106 roads remain blocked due to landslides at several places, while 66 transformers and 19 drinking water supply schemes have also been affected. Concerned departmental teams are working to restore these essential services at the earliest. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for rainfall in 3 districts, Kangra, Sirmaur and Mandi, during the next 24 hours. A yellow alert for heavy rainfall has also been issued for 6 other districts. The administration has urged people to exercise caution in view of the possibility of heavy rainfall. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
At least 132 people were killed after a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake hit western Colombia yesterday. More than 570 others have been injured, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The epicenter of the quake was near San Jose del Palma in the Chocó region, about 400 kilometers west of the capital, Bogota. The quake damaged hundreds of buildings and trapped several people under debris. We have news just in. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. India has made a strong start at the Under-23 Commonwealth Fencing Championship in Lagos, Nigeria, winning 17 medals, including 4 gold on the opening day. The Indian contingent has secured 4 gold, 4 silver and 9 bronze medals. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.5% lower in forenoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 431 points to 78,111, while the Nifty dropped 135 points to 24,449 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.